This is the listening part of the final examination 2013, level B1, for schools in Lower Saxony. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check the answers. Write your answers on the paper. You must not speak during the test. Now look at part one. There are five questions in this part. You will hear five short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. For each question, there are three pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. What's Kirsty's favourite subject at school?
Hi, Kirsty. What's the problem?
Homework. I need your help.
I haven't finished the German text, but I've done the maths, Kirsty, so I can.
I don't need any help with that. It's my favourite subject. No, I'm having trouble with that map for geography.
I can send you a good website for the map, but that German text...
Call Emma about that. She's the German fan, not me.
The third picture is correct, so there is a tick in box C. Look at the three pictures from question one now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Which is the photo of Dean on vacation?
My vacation was real cool. I learned surfing.
You're so lucky. I guess you had fabulous weather with warm sunshine.
No, the weather was cloudy and windy, just what I needed.
Did you have to buy a surfboard and a wetsuit?
No, I was able to borrow all those things, so the vacation wasn't so expensive.
Now listen again.
My vacation was real cool. I learned surfing.
You're so lucky. I guess you had fabulous weather with warm sunshine.
No, the weather was cloudy and windy, just what I needed.
Did you have to buy a surfboard and a wetsuit?
No, I was able to borrow all those things, so the vacation wasn't so expensive.
2. What does the man order in the cafe?
Next, please.
A cup of coffee. Black, please.
Anything to eat?
Yes. What sandwiches have you got?
Ham, salami, chicken.
I'm a vegetarian.
Then it'll have to be cheese.
Okay, that's fine. And a piece of apple cake too, please.
Sorry, we've only got chocolate.
Okay, a piece of that too, please. How much is all that going to cost?
Now listen again.
Next, please.
A cup of coffee. Black, please.
Anything to eat?
Yes. What sandwiches have you got?
Ham, salami, chicken.
I'm a vegetarian.
Then it'll have to be cheese.
Okay, that's fine. And a piece of apple cake too, please.
Sorry, we've only got chocolate.
Okay. A piece of that too, please. How much is all that going to...
3. What time does Richard's train leave?
It's 7:20 already. I'll never get to the station in time.
It will only take you 20 minutes to get there by bus.
Yes, but my train leaves at 8:15, and the next bus to the station isn't until 7:45.
Don't panic. I'm going to work by car, and I can drop you off at the station.
Now listen again.
It's 7:20 already. I'll never get to the station in time.
It will only take you 20 minutes to get there by bus.
Yes, but my train leaves at 8:15, and the next bus to the station isn't until 7:45.
Don't panic. I'm going to work by car, and I can drop you off at the station.
4. What are the boys going to do this afternoon?
Look, it's raining, and we wanted to go skateboarding in the skate park this afternoon.
Well, we could go to the shopping mall instead. Maybe meet some of our crowd.
Yeah, but I always spend money at the mall, and I can't really afford it. Let's stay here and watch a DVD.
Maybe. Is it really too wet for skateboarding?
No, it isn't. Let's go and get some fresh air.
Now listen again.
Look, it's raining, and we wanted to go skateboarding in the skate park this afternoon.
Well, we could go to the shopping mall instead. Maybe meet some of our crowd.
Yeah, but I always spend money at the mall, and I can't really afford it. Let's stay here and watch a DVD.
Maybe. Is it really too wet for skateboarding?
No, it isn't. Let's go and get some fresh air.
5. Which souvenir will the man buy?
I'm looking for a souvenir of New York for my daughter.
What about something to wear? That's more useful than a model or a book.
Yes, you're right. Have you got t-shirts with a motif?
Yes, look. We have a great selection. Or what about a box of chocolates with photos of New York?
She's probably on a diet, so clothes are better, thank you. Have you got anything with the Statue of Liberty, or perhaps the Brooklyn Bridge?
Now listen again.
I'm looking for a souvenir of New York for my daughter.
What about something to wear? That's more useful than a model or a book.
Yes, you're right. Have you got t-shirts with a motif?
Yes, look. We have a great selection. Or what about a box of chocolates with photos of New York?
She's probably on a diet, so clothes are better, thank you. Have you got anything with the Statue of Liberty, or perhaps the Brooklyn Bridge?
This is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 6 to 11. You'll hear Kylie talking to her friend Jonas about an argument with her parents. For questions 6 to 11, tick the correct box, A, B or C. The first question of this part is an example. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Kylie. What's the matter?
I just had a big fight with my mom and dad.
School again? Or staying out late?
No, it was money this time. My allowance.
Why? Don't you get any?
Sure I do, but not enough. My parents are so mean.
Well, how much do you get?
$100 a month.
Wow, that's much more than I get. My mom only gives me $30 a month. What do you have to pay for with your allowance?
Oh, all the stuff I need for school and my cell phone. And when I go out in the evening, I have to pay for concert tickets, snacks, and all that.
And what about clothes? They're always so expensive.
Yeah, you're right. And that's another thing we argue about. My parents say they buy me all the clothes I really need. But when I say, I'd like to have these shoes or that cute top, they tell me, you don't need any more shoes or tops.
So when you want clothes that your parents don't approve of, you have to pay for them out of your own allowance?
That's about it. What's the situation like with you?
As I said, I only get $30. But my mom pays me more when I do extra jobs around the house or in the backyard. And I have my job at the Italian restaurant in town on weekends. So I guess I have enough money.
I'd like to earn money too, but my parents say, school comes first, you don't have time for a job.
That sounds bad. Couldn't you try babysitting? You have plenty of neighbors with small children. I'm sure the parents would like a night out. Maybe they could talk to your parents. Say they'd like to have you as a babysitter because you're so nice and reliable.
Yes, that's an idea.
Now listen again.
Hi, Kylie. What's the matter?
I just had a big fight with my mom and dad.
School again? Or staying out late?
No, it was money this time. My allowance.
Why? Don't you get any?
Sure I do, but not enough. My parents are so mean.
Well, how much do you get?
$100 a month.
Wow. That's much more than I get. My mom only gives me $30 a month. What do you have to pay for with your allowance?
Oh, all the stuff I need for school and my cell phone. And when I go out in the evening, I have to pay for concert tickets, snacks, and all that.
And what about clothes? They're always so expensive.
Yeah, you're right. And that's another thing we argue about. My parents say they buy me all the clothes I really need. But when I say, I'd like to have these shoes or that cute top, they tell me, you don't need any more shoes or tops.
So when you want clothes that your parents don't approve of, you have to pay for them out of your own allowance?
That's about it. What's the situation like with you?
As I said, I only get $30. But my mom pays me more when I do extra jobs around the house or in the backyard. And I have my job at the Italian restaurant in town on weekends. So I guess I have enough money.
I'd like to earn money too, but my parents say, school comes first, you don't have time for a job.
That sounds bad. Couldn't you try babysitting? You have plenty of neighbors with small children. I'm sure the parents would like a night out. Maybe they could talk to your parents. Say they'd like to have you as a babysitter because you're so nice and reliable.
Yes, that's an idea.
This is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 12 to 18. You'll hear a radio presenter talking about next month's events in his region. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. The first question of this part is an example. You now have 20 seconds to look at part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello there. You're tuned in to Northern FM, the top radio station for good music and local news. We've got just 3 minutes before the news headlines, and I'd like to tell you about two special events taking place in our region next month. The first of these two special attractions is taking place at Boughton Castle. A few facts for anyone who doesn't know this castle. It's on top of a hill surrounded by fantastic countryside. The castle is more than 600 years old, and half of it is in ruins. So just be careful when you're walking along those walls. It can be very dangerous. But other parts of the castle are well preserved, and you can look round some of the rooms, including the dungeons. You get a good idea of how people lived in those days, and I guess you wouldn't want to change places with them. And now for that special attraction I promised you. On Saturday the 15th, there will be an open-air music show inside the walls of the castle. Visitors can sit outside on the grass or on the old walls and listen to some of the best bands in our region. You can check all the details about the lineup, tickets and prices on our website. The second big event this month is the half marathon for charity on Saturday the 29th. For any TopFit runners who are listening to me now, you still have time to register to run in the race. For those of you who are not so athletic, there are other ways of supporting this event. You can give money and sponsor a runner. Remember, all the money goes to help sick children all over the world. Maybe you'd like to help the organisers of this big local event. In any case, don't forget to come and join in the fun. Stand at the side of the route and cheer the runners. For more details, see our website. And now it's over to Katie for the news headlines.
Now listen again.
Hello there. You're tuned in to Northern FM, the top radio station for good music and local news. We've got just 3 minutes before the news headlines, and I'd like to tell you about two special events taking place in our region next month. The first of these two special attractions is taking place at Boughton Castle. A few facts for anyone who doesn't know this castle. It's on top of a hill surrounded by fantastic countryside. The castle is more than 600 years old, and half of it is in ruins. So just be careful when you're walking along those walls. It can be very dangerous. But other parts of the castle are well preserved, and you can look round some of the rooms, including the dungeons. You get a good idea of how people lived in those days, and I guess you wouldn't want to change places with them. And now for that special attraction I promised you. On Saturday the 15th, there will be an open-air music show inside the walls of the castle. Visitors can sit outside on the grass or on the old walls and listen to some of the best bands in our region. You can check all the details about the lineup, tickets and prices on our website. The second big event this month is the half marathon for charity on Saturday the 29th. For any TopFit runners who are listening to me now, you still have time to register to run in the race. For those of you who are not so athletic, there are other ways of supporting this event. You can give money and sponsor a runner. Remember, all the money goes to help sick children all over the world. Maybe you'd like to help the organisers of this big local event. In any case, don't forget to come and join in the fun. Stand at the side of the route and cheer the runners. For more details, see our website. And now it's over to Katie for the news headlines.
This is the end of part three. Now turn to part four, questions 19 to 25. Look at the seven sentences for this part. You'll hear two speakers who are taking part in a discussion about greenhouse gases and our food. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under true. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under false. You now have 20 seconds to look at part four. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
I think we all agree that we want to protect our environment. And to do this, we must try to reduce the greenhouse effect. Let's consider what we eat. When we buy food in a supermarket, we don't always know where it has come from and how far it has travelled. Even vegetables from a farm in the UK may have travelled hundreds of miles before they get to our table.
Oh, you mean the idea of food miles?
That's right. We use the expression food miles to talk about the distance food travels from the field, the tree, or the sea before we eat it. All forms of transport use up energy and produce greenhouse gases, and our food certainly does a lot of travelling. I mean, you only have to look at our roads, full of big lorries, many of them carrying food. And only some of that food comes from British farms. Just think of the tons of imported food from all over the world which arrives in container ships and at our airports.
So what you're saying is, if we stop transporting food for long distances, we'll produce much smaller quantities of greenhouse gases.
Yes, of course. Anyone can see that we must cut down on food miles.
Sorry, but you're only partly right. With less transport, we would use up less energy, that's true. But transport is only one part of the story. Experts say that transport accounts for only 20% of the greenhouse gases in food production.
And what about the other 80%?
Most of this is caused during production, before the food leaves the farm. Take our British farms, for example. Think of all the chemicals that are used on the fields. Then there are heated greenhouses so that we can have green salad in winter. And what about the machinery? That uses diesel or electricity, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, I see your point. Sometimes it may be better to import food from hot countries in the third world. They don't use so much machinery and they don't need heated greenhouses.
In my opinion, there can't be one rule for everything. In some cases, imported fresh food is better for the environment than our own frozen products. Eating food from your own local region is fine, but you should be interested in how it was grown. Now listen again.
I think we all agree that we want to protect our environment, and to do this, we must try to reduce the greenhouse effect. Let's consider what we eat. When we buy food in a supermarket, we don't always know where it has come from and how far it has travelled. Even vegetables from a farm in the UK may have travelled hundreds of miles before they get to our table.
Oh, you mean the idea of food miles?
That's right. We use the expression food miles to talk about the distance food travels from the field, the tree, or the sea before we eat it. All forms of transport use up energy and produce greenhouse gases, and our food certainly does a lot of travelling. I mean, you only have to look at our roads, full of big lorries, many of them carrying food. And only some of that food comes from British farms. Just think of the tons of imported food from all over the world which arrives in container ships and at our airports.
So what you're saying is, if we stop transporting food for long distances, we'll produce much smaller quantities of greenhouse gases.
Yes, of course. Anyone can see that we must cut down on food miles.
Sorry, but you're only partly right. With less transport, we would use up less energy, that's true. But transport is only one part of the story. Experts say that transport accounts for only 20% of the greenhouse gases in food production.
And what about the other 80%?
Most of this is caused during production, before the food leaves the farm. Take our British farms, for example. Think of all the chemicals that are used on the fields. Then there are heated greenhouses so that we can have green salad in winter. And what about the machinery? That uses diesel or electricity, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, I see your point. Sometimes it may be better to import food from hot countries in the third world. They don't use so much machinery, and they don't need heated greenhouses.
In my opinion, there can't be one rule for everything. In some cases, imported fresh food is better for the environment than our own frozen products. Eating food from your own local region is fine, but you should be interested in how it was grown. This is the end of the listening part. Good luck for the rest of your examination.